Well, we're 2 months into the safer at home order now, and it seems like people are itching to get back and they're getting sick of the way life has evolved. Masks are required now, but they're not always worn. 6 feet of social distancing seems to be getting closer to maybe 4 or 5 feet in some places. And traffic is picking up. I think the other day I actually saw smog in Los Angeles. People seem to be thinking that the quarantine was just a way to get life back to normal. And I think we can all understand the need for some people to return to work. This pandemic has created an unimaginable economic hardship for many in the nation. There's a very practical reason to go back to the way things were. People need to work. People need to eat. People miss their family and friends. People are missing the freedom to do what they wanted to do when they wanted. Some of us are angry. Some of us are in denial. Some of us are bargaining or in some other stage of grief. And some of us may feel like we're not even allowed to grieve because we realize that what we're feeling being sheltered in place at home is nothing compared to the human loss that's occurring across the world. Now, I think it's true. Like, the human cost is great and should be acknowledged. Nothing's comparable to that. But we can still be sad, I think, about what's happening to us. I'm sad for some of the small things, like soup plantation is now closed for good, and I can't just walk out and get a milk tea like I used to, or a cup of coffee. I want to go back to the way things were, just like everybody else. And I think that's the point of grief. See, grief doesn't let you go back. It takes you forward. But it's not an easy way forward. It's a way where you actually carry some of the pain and the loss with you into the new way of life. This past week, I went with some friends and our family to the cemetery to remember the birthday of my good friend Tina, who was killed in 2017. And when my wife and I think about her and talk about her, you know where my mind goes? It starts imagining what life was like when she was alive. And I start to think about what would it be like today if she were still here with us and involved in our family's life like she used to be. And I long for the past in that way. But I know that I can't stay in that place, that I have to go forward. And in a lot of ways, I want to go forward. And as I do, I know that the pain of that loss I carry with me, and that pain will always be with me in some ways. And it's uncomfortable, but grieving actually is a way forward. It is a point of transformation. In the book of Job, which we've been talking about, Job is no stranger to loss and grief. And he enters this practice called sitting Shiva, where friends and family come and they surround the grieving person and isolate themselves in silence so that as the person focuses on their grief, God can actually heal them. But if you look at the rest of the book of Job, we see that Job continues this conversation with God and with his friends, and he argues with them, and the question bubbles up through the text: can God actually be trusted in all this loss? How does God treat people that he loves? Does he expose them to all this pain? Right? And as Job asks this question, God responds and he replies. He says, "Job, take a look at the hippopotamus. Take a look at the alligator and look at the magnificent creation all around you. Realize that this is more complex and more beautiful than you can ever know. The God that made that is the God that's watching over you, and you need to trust me." Now, at the end of the book, Job realizes this and he repents. And God says, "Job, you've done right. Your questioning and your processing, your grieving was the right thing to do." And God blesses Job for it. And Job is transformed. He now trusts God in a whole different way. The twins just celebrated their birthday. And one of the gifts that Grandma and Grandpa gave to them were a butterfly farm. And in this butterfly farm, there's this bunch of caterpillars that they send you. And they're right now, they're in the chrysalis stage. Now, the chrysalis stage, they form a protective covering around themselves. And these caterpillars isolate themselves from the outside world. And in this stage, it looks like nothing's happening. It looks like there's no activity, looks like there's no life. But all the while, their body chemistry inside is rearranging itself. And these caterpillars, although still and not moving, are actually growing into butterflies. It's just that it's happening on the inside, so nobody else can see it. I think that's maybe where we are right now. We're isolated in a chrysalis, and it appears like not much is happening, like life has stopped. But God is actually working on all of us, growing us on the inside, transforming us and changing us. I think what he's inviting us then to is to pay attention to that change. Pay attention to what's happening in the chrysalis. Sure, you may be stuck at home. You may be restricted to what you do and who you see, but what's changing in you? Some of it may be negative and difficult, but other things might be positive. The hardest thing about being safer at home is being stuck with all the same people all the time. And for some, that's a lot of people. Some, that's maybe just yourself. But I also realize that even this is changing us. I'm experiencing things with my kids and with Farah that I never would have experienced if we weren't here and stuck with each other. I'm learning things about who they are and appreciating the nuances of their personality and their development. And I'm getting also more frustrated and upset, but that's part of the package, right? You ever have those moments in the middle of the day where you're doing something different now that you're in quarantine and you realize, oh, that's different. And I kind of like that. Like getting to take a walk, maybe for your own mental health, and or maybe it's calling a loved one, and now you realize how much you miss them and love them because you can't be with them. I think God's teaching us what's important in our lives, because before we weren't able to see it. We were rushing right past it. Not that God has created this pandemic, but God is using it to work inside of us. In Luke chapter 24, the disciples are on the road to Emmaus, two of them, and they have this stranger walk up next to them who asks, "Why are you so down?" Now, the crucifixion had just happened, and everybody in Jerusalem knew what was going on, and so the disciples are like, "What are you talking about? Where have you been?" As they get to Emmaus, they invite the stranger in after walking for 7 miles on this road, talking to them about who Jesus was and what he did. And as the stranger breaks bread with them, they realize that this is the risen Christ. And then they realize, these disciples, that their hearts were burning all the while on this journey. They realize that God was working in them. How are your hearts burning now? You know, we're not going to be in quarantine forever. We're going to be emerging at some point from our chrysalis. But we won't be the same. We won't be caterpillars anymore. Life will be different. The way that we interact will be different. The way that we work and play will be different. The way that we worship together will be different. But more than that, we'll be changed people. Our values will be different. Our relationships will be different. Our souls will be different. But that's okay. God is growing us in this time, and it's good to pay attention to that. Let's be fully present then in this time. Let's be fully present in this chrysalis season, because there's a lot going on inside. God is doing a lot, and God is growing us in amazing ways.